Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Between the Covers. I'm Kelly Wilson, and I'm coming to you on behalf of Shoreline Publishers. Today, I have the great pleasure of speaking with debut novelist Craig Cardenas about his brand new book, Hexatron Tales Respect. How are you today, Craig?
I'm doing great, Kelly. Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate your time, and I'm sure listeners will feel the same. You're quite an intriguing character, Craig. So you've written a book, finally. I think from your journey, you could have written one a long time ago. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yes, that is correct.
So can you tell us a little bit today about Hexatron Tales Respect? What are we looking at here? What sort of a book is it?
The tale is a... the tale is an adventure, for one. Yeah. And it goes along with the main character trying to figure out what his dream is and if he can achieve it.
Nice.
He takes his chances and he tries his best. And in the end, he can achieve such a dream. But of course, life has obstacles. So
it does. Good message. Yeah.
So everything is a fairy tale.
Yeah. No, it is not. And I like that. And so you're sort of crossing a few genres in your new book. I believe it's definitely a fiction, but it's a fantasy and adventure all in one. Is that how
That's
you
correct.
Would describe
yes.
it?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, nice. And with your Hexatron Tales Respect, do you expect this to be a one-off book, or are you looking at more of a trilogy or a couple in the series, or...?
This is definitely a trilogy. I'm in the process of writing the third book at the moment.
Oh, wow.
The second book is already completed, and as soon as this goes through, hopefully I can publish the second book.
Definitely. Oh, that's good. Good. And I'm sure your readers will be encouraged by that if they like your style, which I'm sure they will. So tell us about, you've told us a little bit about the tale, but your characters. I read a little bit of your profile, and you mentioned a little bit about each character is kind of a side of you. That's very brave.
yes, it is. In essence, I kind of pull from a lot of different aspects of what people might think of me. Especially my family and especially my friends.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like a fearful person that wants to please everyone without, disappointing anyone but myself.
I understand that.
So I haven't gained like a multiple disorder or anything like that. It's just, I've always
it's
liked
just you.
Yeah, exactly. It's just me. It's just different pieces of me.
But we all have that, and I think that is fantastic that you've written that into different characters.
Yes. So, like anyone, they have a naive side who's really passionate about something, and that's the main character. Then he has his friend who's more realistic, and the one that's become a grown up much earlier than expected in their life. So they're the voice of reason.
Yeah. So in actual fact, your characters have something that every reader can resonate with out there.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what inspired you, Craig, to write such a tale?
This tale?
Yes.
the initial idea was if I could do it. That's right. It. Just, I've always been a fan of like fantasy novels, and
yeah,
it doesn't seem so hard to to read it. So my assumption was it's not that hard to write it. I was very wrong. But
I was just going to say, what do you feel now?
It's about 50-50. It's
But you've done it. Congratulations. I mean, that is a celebration in itself.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's a really hard task to write a book. I'm a writer as well. And it's just when you think you've got it right, you haven't. And
exactly, yes.
It's a lot of commitment and a lot of hard work. So be really proud of what you've done so far. So we talked a little bit about you developing the characters, and you developed them off a lot of you. But as you know, a story has to have like an adventure and a beginning and an end. So how did you develop your characters as you went along?
How I went along? Well, so it's actually part of the story that I started at the end. So I didn't have to develop the characters as I went along.
Interesting.
I built the end first, and then I rewrote it as soon as I finished it. But I was just making the characters as I needed them to be.
Yeah,
as they were developing. Yeah. So in terms of the process that I did. Mm. It was, I just put myself in their shoes and then.
Love it. Because that's authentic.
Yeah. So then all the conversations, it's like, if an idiot did it to me, then this is what I would respond. Yeah. Or if someone very serious said this to me, this is how I would respond in a friendly, joking way.
Yeah. See, that's really great. And it's really interesting for listeners to hear your process, because I definitely don't start at the end, but that's fascinating to me and will be to a lot of writers that you do. But it's also really inspiring, because as a writer, there's no right or wrong way. It's what works for you as a creator. So that's quite interesting. Now, so the writing process is kind of back the front for you.
For that book only, yeah, for that book only.
So when you did your next or the one you've just completed, did you do the same thing, or was your journey different?
I started in the middle. So I have a retelling of what happened to that point, and then the new story begins.
Nice.
Yep.
So will readers have to read the Hexatron Tales Respect first to be able to pick up your... No. Oh, okay. No.
You'll just be more familiar with the characters if you read the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. And now that you are a writer, Craig, do you see yourself, do you write every day?
I do, yes.
You do, yeah. And that works best for you?
Sometimes it doesn't.
No, it doesn't come every day. That doesn't. No. Agreed. No. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But, you know, and speaking of that and its challenges, what were your greatest challenges for Hexatron Tales Respect?
It wasn't time, that's for sure. It's more just trying to understand words and how I can put them into the book so that other people can read them.
Yeah, because you know what's in your mind, but
exactly, right? But I couldn't bring that out.
How do you express that? Yes. It's really tough. Really tough.
I took a class, that's what I did.
Oh, fantastic.
Just learn basics, and from there it started becoming much easier.
Yeah. And you'll find each novel you improve in your style and your skill. So watch this space, listeners. Now, Craig, I've had a look at your profile and you're a really interesting chap, and there's a game that you love to play, which I don't understand, and some listeners may, some may not. Dungeons and Dragons, that's a big inspiration for you, am I right?
It is. It is the reason that I've started writing in the first place.
Okay, then that's absolutely huge. So can you tell us what that is?
All right. So Dungeons and Dragons is a game where you and four other players play a scenario. The scenario can be part of a story. It can be part of a movie. It can be anything. It depends on what the game master prepares. So there could be fights. There could be a lot of role playing, like a back and forth. Everyone can make voices of their character and voice their character as they wish it to be. And the game itself is based in fantasy. So it kind of connects with how I write things.
Amazing. So you'd say you've put that experience into a fictional tale, kind of?
That's correct, yes.
That's really very cool. So, you know, when you're publicizing your new book, you'll have to say that because there'll be heaps of people out there, I'm assuming, that are into Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes, I still run Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, really?
Yes, I actually did a session yesterday. About the second book, and people loved it.
Oh, well done. That's really exciting. I love that.
Yes.
Now, I've also read, Craig, that you're a crazy optimist. Is that true?
I am a crazy optimist.
What do you mean by that?
I am optimistic about everything.
Everything.
Yes, everything. So I'll imagine the grandeurs of my life, even if it doesn't turn out great or good or average. Yeah. I just like to imagine. I mean, there's no point in living a life when all you can say is, oh, I'm just getting by.
Correct. That is really inspiring. And I hope everyone got that out there, listeners, because I did and I like it. We'll take that on, Craig, very much so. So how do you stay motivated? I mean, obviously, you're very passionate about what you do, but now that you've transformed that into writing, how do you get yourself motivated into the mindset to keep producing?
I listen to music.
You listen to music? Okay.
Yep, I listen to music. Depending on the music will depend on how I get motivated.
Okay.
Because how I write is very visual. So yes. If I close my eyes, then I can imagine. But when I'm listening to something, music tends to have its own story, even without lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely it does.
So I listen to classical music and like Chopin or Brahms. Wow. Or Beethoven, any of their concertos. I'll listen to it and I'll just get inspiration. It just blocks everything else out. And then whatever I need to write goes onto the page.
It just comes. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. And that's different for everyone, isn't it? So,
yes.
You know, I find my time in nature does a similar thing to me. If I'm just blocked or I can't seem to bring what I need to on that day. So you got to find what works. Would you agree?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow. And your other day job, or what else makes up your life, Craig? What do you do apart from writing?
Apart from writing, as I said, I run Dungeons & Dragons.
Dungeons & Dragons, yeah, perfect.
That's kind of like a part-time side gig. I also work in a warehouse.
Yeah, so you do a lot.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you've always got time for writing.
Of course.
Because that's going to be big now for you, and I think that's fantastic. Now, words of wisdom. If you had any words of wisdom you could give to someone out there who was perhaps thinking about becoming a writer or wanting to do it but just not quite brave enough, what would you say?
Well, writing is about writing. So the first thing you need to do is put that word, any word, onto the page.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Just
see
write.
Where it, yeah, great exactly. Advice. Yeah. Well, Craig, your new book is the Hexadron Tales Respect, and it's already had some really great reviews. Have you seen some of those reviews?
I've seen a few of them, yeah.
Yeah, you must be really pleased and relieved to at this early stage that they're coming in strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Good. Well, you should be really, really proud of yourself. And I'm a big congratulations from me and all of us to wish you very well in your writing journey in the future. And listeners out there, I encourage you to get yourself a copy of Hexatron Tales Respect as soon as you can. It will be available in all good bookstores, online, of course, and in libraries right around the world. So, Craig, I wish you the very best and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kelly.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.